Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have any skunk music?
Hey,
closest thing I've got to skunk music that I can get to here. So I was scratching my noggin while driving. By the way, last night coming back from getting the ashes, it was so foggy. I drove into somebody's house. Well, not in their house, but I mean, they have a long driveway. I thought that was the road I was supposed to turn on.
Oh, God. How old are you getting?
It's funny. Your mother said the same thing. She goes, why do you drive at night? I couldn't
see.
You're
getting too old, Dad. Jeez.
So I'm making a U-turn in the guy's driveway to get out. But anyhow, the reason I say this is because I saw it again last night. So now twice over the last 2 days, I've seen skunks. And my question, Chewy, because you know everything about everything.
I do.
Where do the skunks go in the winter? Because now you don't see them for the longest time. And now all of a sudden they're popping their little skunk heads out.
I don't know. That's a good question.
So I looked it up. I said, do skunks hibernate? The answer is no. They say they torpor. I think that's how you say it. T-O-R-P-O-R.
What is that?
That's what they do. They say they
torpor?
They get together with other skunks, and then they basically sort of like hibernate, but only for so many hours a day. And they stay in these little communities. So the skunks never really go away in the winter. They're hiding somewhere.
They torpor.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. Maybe, but I'm happy I have now.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening. Because you live in an area where you probably see a skunk or two, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I get worried about it, normally that doesn't bother me, but we have a dog. We have Marco the Wonder Mutt. And Marco, for some reason, every year gets sprayed, and he's always inquisitive when he sees one. And it's like, oh, great, here we go again. So he hasn't been sprayed yet, but now that I've seen one in our development where we live and one in that guy's driveway who lived about half a mile away from where I was and I pulled into his house, there was one there also. So the skunks are coming back.
I'm looking up torporing.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that skunks do.
Yeah.
And this is a little early. They shouldn't be out until March.
All right. Well, but do they have the calendar, though?
That's the thing.
Is this
whole 28-day thing
going to throw them off in February?
It could because, yeah. Maybe they're used to the 29 days. I don't know. Apparently, possums do the same thing. And they'll actually share dens with raccoons or a possum. So it's not just skunks chilling together.
Oh, wait
raccoons
a minute. So they're having like a little, one of those ditty parties type things? Is that what's going on? No, seriously. Is that what's happening?
I don't think they're having freak-offs.
Well, you don't know.
There's
no
baby oil there. How are the skunks
getting? Oh, that's a good point. This is the point of
having ditty parties.
It's the point of the show where we move on. 9:34 at Froggy 101.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.